Hello, this is Pastor Corey Ehrman. You're listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses, encourages, and inspires you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch you through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. Hallelujah. So, 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. I'm going to talk to you about the will of God for your finances. The will of God for your finances. Verse 17. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. So you can see God's not contradicting himself. He's not saying that we shouldn't have all things richly to enjoy, but that we need to be, if we are rich in this present age, which is, of course, here our life on earth, not to be lifted up in pride. So that's the key there. It's all about the heart, not to be lifted up in pride and not to trust in uncertain riches, but to what? Trust in the living God. Amen? Who gives us richly all things to enjoy. So as you trust in the living God, he's going to give you all things richly to enjoy. Why? Because your heart's right. The foundation is always about the heart. Amen? And then it says, let them do good. They that be rich in good works, amen, that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share. So you can see it's God's will for us in finances is to give and to share. Willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Hallelujah. The New Living Translation says, verse 18, they should be rich in good works and generous to those in need, always being ready to share with others. By doing this, they will be storing up treasure as a good foundation for the future so that they may experience true life. So it's all about laying a foundation for the future. You have to understand, we're laying a foundation for eternal life. Eternity is a long time compared to this present time. This present time is so short. I mean, it'll just be over in the blink of an eye. Hallelujah. So we have to have an eternal perspective in the area of our finances. And we have to understand God's will. God's will is that we are what? We're generous, that we're givers, willing to share. Amen? Amen. Looking always to be a blessing. Building the kingdom, serving the kingdom, giving into the kingdom. Hallelujah. And I believe what frustrates God is when people are preoccupied with money, making it, spending it, investing it, and accumulating it. Everything becomes, the whole life revolves around money. Money becomes the foundation. Money becomes the center of their life. Jesus has to be in the center of your life, and your money has to become a tool for you to accomplish the will of God. Amen. Because God has a will for your life here in this present time. He has a plan and a purpose. Amen. And then he gives us the tools to accomplish that plan and purpose. The supernatural tool is the anointing, which we've been on the subject of the anointing here now for the last month. Now we're into February, but the anointing is what? The supernatural equipment to get the job done. The anointing is the supernatural equipment to get the job done. So you need supernatural equipment. You need the anointing. But then you also need natural equipment. Amen. You need natural equipment to get the job done. And money just needs to be a part of the natural equipment or a way of acquiring the natural equipment to get the job done. Hallelujah. So it's God's will for us that we share. We're willing to share, ready to give. Amen. So we need to always be ready to give. Every time we come to church, we should be ready to give. Every day we should be ready to give. And you don't need a church service to give. It's about a lifestyle of giving. Amen. On a Monday morning, you're ready to give. On a Tuesday afternoon, you're ready to give. Amen. On a Wednesday evening, you're ready to give. 24/7, you're always ready to give. You keep yourself ready. You're prepared to give. Whatever God has for you to do, you're ready to give. When God prompts you, you're ready to give. When God speaks to you, you're ready to give. Amen. And you're ready to share. You're willing to share. The world doesn't want to share. The world is very selfish. The spirit of the world is selfish. Everybody's out to gather for themselves, heap up treasures for themselves, the Bible says. Hallelujah. But guess what happens? Let them heap up treasures, because the Bible says eventually all those treasures they heap up will find their way into the hands of the righteous. So God gives them the toil of heaping up, and he gives us the pleasure. So I believe, according to the Bible, there are prophecies that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, that in these last days there's going to be a wealth transfer into the hands of the righteous, those that have proven themselves, those that have been not trusting in earthly riches, but trusting in God, willing to serve, willing to share, willing to do the will of God. Hallelujah. And God's not only going to anoint them with the supernatural equipment to get the job done, but he'll also bring the resources into their hands to get the job done. Hallelujah. Because Ecclesiastes says that in the world system, money answers all things. I mean, when you go to make a payment, you can't pay with faith. Here's my faith. No, they want actual dojo, money, honey, bread, Fred. Hallelujah. But your faith, which is the currency of the kingdom, can bring in the finances that you need. So you need to operate by faith and do the will of God. Hallelujah. And not be so preoccupied with money. I mean, some people are so preoccupied with money. If they blinked and opened their eyes, you see dollar signs in their eyes. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching is what you hear when they blink. So we are called to be stewards, good stewards of all that God has placed in our hands. A steward is one who manages another one's resources. It all belongs to God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He says, the silver is mine, the gold is mine. So it's all God's. It all belongs to him. And then he's looking for us to be good stewards. And when we are good stewards, we're faithful stewards, trustworthy stewards. Guess what? God can trust us. If we trust in him, then he can trust in us. Hallelujah. And if he can trust you with finances. So my question is this. Can God trust you with $10 million? Can God trust you with $100 million? If you were to have $10 million come into your hands, will we see you in church again? Will you still be winning souls? Will you still be giving? Will you still be worshiping? Will you still be serving? Will you still be ushering? Will you still be cleaning toilets? Or will you be gone somewhere we never see you and find you again doing your own thing? What will you do for the kingdom? Do you have a kingdom vision? Do you have kingdom goals? A lot of people have financial goals. I asked them, do you have a soul goal? We have a soul goal here. We met the soul goal last year. It was 12,000. We got 12,221. This year, 15,000. And we're on our way because we're over 1,200 already in the first month of the year. Amen. So you need to have goals established based on God's plan and purpose for your life. That's why I believe this week is going to be such a key. This winter revival, this next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, is going to be such a key for God to establish some things in your life. Not only will there be a deposit of the heavenly anointing, but God's going to really establish some things in people's lives. I believe there's going to be some powerful, powerful things that are going to happen this week. And I'm telling you right now, this week is by divinely orchestrated timing in the plan and purpose of God to set God's people up for victory, success, and blessing. And double will be the least. Hallelujah. So we have to understand, we're managers, not owners. God is the owner. We're just here to manage according to his plan. He gives you the plan on how to manage. That's the good thing. All of God's promises are made, that he has made regarding his blessing in this area, are also based on the principle that we relinquish ownership, that we're not owners, that we are stewards. If we refuse to do this, then we can never experience God's plan for our finances. As a consequence, consequence, our lives will be characterized constantly by turmoil and anxiety in the area of money, because you're the one trying to make it happen. You got to get God on your side. You got to get God involved in your finances. When God is involved in your finances, hallelujah, and He owns them, guess what? Is there a better owner of your finances, of your life, than God? Can anyone manage your life better than God? And He gives you the direction and you manage according to His will. That's why it's important for Christians to trust in God in all circumstances. Hallelujah. And if you truly believe that God really loves you and will give you all things to enjoy, says that he may give us all things richly to enjoy. Because it's God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. The key word is to be a servant, a steward. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servant, because He's looking. The eyes of the Lord are going throughout the earth looking. He's looking for people that He can trust. He's looking for someone He can. And when He finds someone He can trust, He goes, that's it, I got one. Just keep pouring the blessing, pouring the blessing, pouring the blessing on her, pouring the blessing on him. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to use this guy. I'm going to use this woman of God. I'm going to use this man of God. I'm going to anoint him. Hallelujah. And I'm going to use him for my plans and purposes. And you become the vessel. Hallelujah. When you become the vessel, you're at God's disposal. You make yourself available. And guess what? Amazing supernatural things happen then. Hallelujah. So here's what happens. If you truly believe that God really loves you, amen. And then you will understand that He will give you the finances, the resources, the money that you can handle without worry. You will have perfect peace in your finances. But you will not have perfect peace in the area of your finances until you have fully committed all of your resources to Him. Then you don't have to worry about anything, because He owns it all. Amen. And if God has it, nobody can touch it. If God has it, nobody can touch it. Hallelujah. So if you truly trust, instead of trusting in uncertain riches, but in the living God, then you'll have peace. You'll have peace that passes all understanding, that will guard your hearts and your minds. You won't have to worry about what you will eat, what you will drink, what you will put on. You'll just seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things everybody's chasing after will be added to you. You won't be chasing things. Things will be chasing you. Come on, somebody. And I can tell you right now, and from my personal life and ministry, this month now, going into finishing 28 years, going into 29 years of ministry, I'm telling you right now, I can tell you from my personal life, it's very clear to me that money has been a training ground to develop character and trustworthiness. It's one of the keys to developing godly character and trustworthiness. Money is one of the keys, because it says it's a foundation for our eternal life. What we do, money is a foundation for our eternal life. It is a very major foundational thing in our lives. Amen. And that's why Jesus, if you look at His parables, one third of His parables are about money and stewardship. So sometimes people get a little upset. Pastor Corey spends so much time teaching on this stuff. Well, Jesus did. You probably would have been upset with Jesus. A third of His sermons would have been about money, stewardship, giving, being trustworthy. Amen. So if Jesus was here today, I think a lot of Christians wouldn't be happy with Him either. Why does He spend so much time taking up an offering? Not taking up anything yet. We're teaching on principles. I'm trying to help you, based on God's word, to lay the foundation that you may lay hold on eternal life and store up for yourselves a good foundation for the time to come. A good foundation. Because we're going to have to give an account for everything. We're going to have to give an account for all the things that God has placed in our hands in our stewardship, we're going to have to give an account. So I want everyone here at the river. Are you at the river this morning?
Yeah.
Who's at the river here this morning?
Yeah.
I want everyone here to have a good foundation for the time to come. That's why we teach on these things, so that people will have a good foundation for the time to come. So if you're having difficulty trusting God in this area for your finances, you need to relinquish ownership and you need to put everything in His hands and you need to take your position of stewardship and say, God, I trust You and I know that You know best, that You will give me wisdom. Your word speaks to me. I'm a hearer of the word and a doer of the word. Hallelujah. I will live my life according to Your word. I will build my financial life according to Your word. Amen. And then I will follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in every area of my life so that I will be the steward that You've called me to be, that I can be trustworthy so that You can trust me, so that You can place more into my hands to steward. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And these are important things. I mean, that's what the whole parable of the talents is about, right? The parable of the talents. One, He gave 5 talents. Now, this is not talents in the area of some kind of a skill. It's talent was actually a measure, a weight. Okay, so it depends on, you know, different biblical scholars have different thoughts on it, but a talent was probably somewhere between 90 and 110 pounds. So let's just say 100 pounds. So 5 talents would be 500 pounds of gold. That's a lot of money, several millions of dollars. Then to another one, He gave 2 talents. To one, He gave 1 talent, right? And then He comes back and then says, give me an account with what you've done. And the guy with the 5 says, Lord, look, I have what? Doubled it, praise God. That's why double will be the least. Double will be the least. I have 10 now. Double, double. Turn to your neighbor, go double, double. Double, double. I've doubled it. Well done, well done, you good and faithful servant. Enter now into the joy of the Lord. You've laid up a good foundation for the time to come. You've laid up a good foundation for the time. Well done. Well done, because He well did. He had to do something. He did things according to God's word. He did things that were in the plan and purpose of God. He did the things, and then He, of course, doubled it, right? Now with the two talents, guess what? I've doubled it too. Turn to your neighbor, go, double, double. All right, let's try that exercise. You got to go double, double, high fives, double, double. It's an African song, for those of you who don't know it. Anointing double, double. Your money double, double. Your children double, double. Your house is double, double. Your business double, double. They just sing that. They're happy people, Africans. Your cars double, double. Yeah. Our church double, double. Our property double, double. He goes, I doubled it. Look at me. I had 2, now I got 4. I doubled it. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter now into the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well done, because He well did. He did something to double it. It didn't double just by Him sitting on His blessed assurance. Bible says God will bless whatever you put your hands to. Whatever you find, make sure that your hand finds something to do. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and then the hand of the diligent makes rich too. So you got to put your hand to the plow. He says, I put my hand to this, I doubled it. Look, I got double. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter now into the joy of the Lord, because you've laid up what? A good foundation for the time to come. Everyone say, good foundation for the time to come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then there was the one with the 1 talent. Ooh. He says, give me an account. What have you done? He goes, I've done nothing. I was afraid. I was afraid. I buried it. I hid it, thinking someone might steal it. So the one with the five and the two, they trusted in God. They trusted in his protection. They trusted in his provision. They trusted in his anointing. They trusted that whatever they did, God would bless. And God would multiply and God would be with them. They were happy to give an account. Look at me, I doubled it. Well done, good and faithful servant or steward. Enter now into the joy of the Lord. Come into the celebration. And then, what about you with the one? I buried it, man. I was afraid. I was afraid. I know you're a mean God. I think he got the Father God mixed up with the Godfather. I know you're a mean God. I was afraid you'd come and break my kneecaps. I buried it. I didn't do anything with it. You wicked, lazy servant. You didn't do anything? No, I didn't do anything. You could have at least given it to the bankers, which is the world system, of course. They might have given you some little bit return to keep up with the rate of inflation at least. Now you're not even giving back to me because he said, here, I'll give back to you what you gave me. He goes, no, it's not even what I gave you. It's less than what I gave you. I gave you a million, but now with inflation, it's only worth 800,000. You lost me money. You lost me time and money. No fruit. You wicked and lazy servant. Don't get upset with me. Jesus said it. You wicked and lazy servant. Take him away. Cast him out into the outer darkness where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. The guy went to hell. The guy went to hell over money. Because he was afraid. He lived in fear. He walked by sight. The other two walked by vision. They trusted God and they laid up for themselves a good foundation in the time to come. This guy, he was all concerned about now. He was afraid of losing what he had. He thought he would bury it. Maybe if I bury it, I can just protect it. But God didn't just give it to him to protect it. God gave it to him. It was an investment. God gave it to him to produce fruit. And when he didn't produce fruit, the end was awful. Amen. So you cannot operate out of fear. You have to operate in faith. Faith is how you're going to double this year. Hallelujah. You're going to double this year by faith. You're going to increase this year by faith. You're going to accelerate this year by faith. Hallelujah. You're going to take the bull by the horns by faith this year. By faith, you're going to break through. By faith, you're going to overcome. By faith, you're going to rise up. By faith, you're going to prove that God's word works for you. By faith. And your name will be written in the hall of fame. Or the hall of faith. You can add your name to the list of names in Hebrews chapter 11. When we get to heaven, we're going to find out all the names that have been added throughout the centuries to the hall of faith. Oh, this one. This one went to this city and turned it upside down. That one. Think about what will be written about you, what will be spoken about you at the reward ceremony, the award ceremony in heaven. Your name will be called up. And you'll stand before all the saints and the angels in heaven. Hallelujah. The books will be opened. Your name will be called out from the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. And all your deeds will pass through the fire. And then there'll be gold, silver, and precious stones. And Jesus will craft all these crowns. And you'll be crowned with glory and honor. Hallelujah. And your name will be mentioned. Your name will be spoken in heaven. And all of our deeds will be. Hallelujah. And all your deeds will be awarded. All your deeds. They'll keep speaking into eternity. So say this after me. I will do good. I will be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for myself a good foundation for the time to come, that I may lay hold on eternal life. Praise God. And the next one says, oh, Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust. Guard what was committed to your trust. Amen. Thank you for tuning into my podcast. I hope that you have been blessed. I would like for you to consider two things. Number one, subscribe to our show to receive notifications of our new podcasts. Number two, support our ministry of reaching the nations with revival by clicking on the link in the description or visiting our website, riverwpb.com. Thank you for tuning in. Look forward to you joining our next podcast. God bless you.